This is an audio version of New 80,000 Hours Podcast on High Impact Climate Philanthropy by Johannes Akva. This is a link post for a new 80,000 Hours episode focused on how to engage in climate from an effective altruist perspective. The podcast lives at a link here, including a selection of highlights, as well as a full transcript and lots of additional links. Thanks to 80,000 Hours' new feature, rolled out on the 1st of April, you can even listen to it. And there's a link there to an 80,000 Hours blog post on the 1st of April. New 80,000 Hours feature. Listen to audio versions of our podcast transcripts. And there's also a Twitter thread about the podcast episode linked here. The author writes, Rob and I are having a pretty wide-ranging conversation. Here are the things we cover which I find most interesting for different audiences. For EAs not usually engaged in climate. 1. How ideas like mission hedging apply in climate given the expected curvature of climate damage and expected climate damage, though we do not discuss this. 2. How engaging in a crowded space like climate suggests that one should primarily think about improving overall societal response, rather than incrementally adding to it, vis-a-vis causes like AI safety where, at least until recently, AIs were the main funders and interested parties. And 3. How technological change is fundamentally the result of societal decisions and sustained public support, and as such, can be affected through philanthropy and advocacy. For people thinking about climate more. 1. The importance of thinking about a portfolio that is robust and hedgy, rather than reliant on best-case assumptions. 2. The problem with evaluating climate solutions based on their local, short-term effects, given that the most effective climate actions are often, usually, those that have no impacts locally in the short term. The way in which many prominent responses, such as focusing on short-term targets, on lifestyle changes, only on popular solutions, and on threshold targets like 1.5 degrees Celsius or everything failed, have unintended negative consequences. 4. How one might think about the importance of engaging in different regions. 5. Interaction of climate with other causes, both near-termist, like air pollution and energy poverty, and long-termist. Climate is more important when disruptive ability is more dispersed, for example in the case of biorisk concerns. And for people engaging with donors or being potential donors themselves. 1. The way in which philanthropically funded advocacy can make a large difference, as this is something many tech donors do not intuitively understand. We go through this in quite some detail, with the example of geothermal. 2. The relative magnitudes of philanthropy, public funding, etc., and how this should shape what to use climate philanthropy for, primarily. And 3. A description of several FP Climate Fund grants, as well as the ongoing research that underpins this work. The curation comment from Liska Weintraub on this post notes, I appreciated the episode, and I'm interested in getting some more discussion on this, so I'm curating the post, despite the fact that it's 3 weeks old and a link post. Audio note, you can find a link to the 80,000 Hours podcast episode in question in the episode description. You can also find that podcast by searching for 80,000 Hours with numerals. This was an audio version of New 80,000 Hours Podcast on High Impact Climate Philanthropy by Johannes Akva, published on the 5th of April 2023. This reading was by Perrin Walker and produced by Type 3 Audio.